Now, settle back as comfortably as you can. Close your eyes and listen to what I'm going to be telling you. I'm going to make you aware of certain sensations in your body and then show you how you can reduce those sensations. First, direct your attention to your left arm, your left hand in particular. Clench your left fist. Clench it tightly and study the tension in the hand and in the forearm. Study those sensations of tension. And now, let go. Relax the left hand and let it rest on the arm of the chair. And note the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Once again now, clench your left hand into a fist, tightly, noticing the tensions in the hand and in the forearm. Study those tensions. And now let go. Let your fingers spread out, relax, and note the difference, once again, between muscular tension and muscular relaxation. Now, let's do the same with the right hand. Clench the right fist. Study those tensions. And now relax. Relax the right fist. Note the difference once again between the tension and the relaxation. And enjoy the contrast. Once again now, clench the right fist. Clench it tightly. Study the tensions. Study them. And now, relax the right fist. Let the fingers spread out comfortably. See if you can keep letting go a little bit more. Even though it seems as if you've let go as much as you possibly can, there always seems to be that extra bit of relaxation. Note the looseness beginning to develop in the left and right arms and hands. Both your left and right arms and hands now are a little bit more relaxed. Now bend both hands back at the wrists so that you tense the muscles in the back of the hand and in the forearm. Fingers pointing toward the ceiling. Study the tension. And now, relax. Let your hands return to their resting positions and note the difference between tension and relaxation. Do that once again. Fingers pointing to the ceiling. Feeling that tension in the backs of the hands and in the forearms. And now relax. Let go. Further and further. Now clench both your hands into fists and bring them towards your shoulders so as to tighten your biceps muscles. The large muscles in the upper part of the arm. Feel the tension in the biceps muscles. And now relax. Let your arms drop down again to your sides and note the difference between the tension that was in your biceps and the relative relaxation you feel now. Let's do that once again now. Clench both biceps muscles, bringing both arms up, trying to touch with your fists the respective shoulders. Study that tension. Hold it. Study it. And now relax. Once again, let the arms drop and study the feelings of relaxation, the contrast between tension and relaxation. Just keep letting go of those muscles, further and further. Now we can direct our attention to the shoulder area. Shrug your shoulders, bringing both shoulders up towards your ears, as if you wanted to touch your ears with your shoulders. And note the tension in your shoulders and up in your neck. Study that tension. Hold it. And now relax. Let both shoulders return to a resting position. Just keep letting go further and further. Once again, note the contrast between the tension and the relaxation that's now spreading into your shoulder areas. Do that once again. Bring both shoulders up as if to touch the ears. Feel the tension in the shoulders, in the upper back, in the neck. Study the tension in these muscles. And now relax. Loosen those muscles. Let your shoulders come down to a resting position. And study the contrast once again between the tension and the relaxation. You can also learn to relax more completely the various muscles of the face. So what I want you to do now is to wrinkle up your forehead and brow. Wrinkle it until you feel all your forehead very much wrinkled, the muscles tense, and the skin furrowed. And now relax. Smooth out the forehead. Let those muscles become loose. Do that once again. Wrinkle up your forehead. Study those tensions in the muscles above the eyes, in the forehead region. And now, smooth out your forehead. Relax those muscles. And once again, note the contrast between the tension and the relaxation. Now, close your eyes very tightly. Close them tightly so that you can feel tension all around your eyes and in the many muscles that control the movements of the eyes. And now, relax those muscles. Let them relax, noting the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Do that once again now. Eyes tightly closed, and study the tension. Hold it. And relax. Let go. And let your eyes remain comfortably closed. Now clench your jaws. Bite your teeth together. Study the tension throughout the jaws. Relax your jaws now. Let your lips part slightly, and note the difference between tension and relaxation in your jaw area. Once again, jaws clenched. Study the tension. And now let go. Further and further. Just continue to relax. Now purse your lips. Press your lips together. That's right. Press them together very tightly and feel the tension all around the mouth. And now, relax. Relax those muscles around the mouth and just let your chin rest comfortably. Once again now, press your lips together and study the tension around the mouth. Hold it. And now relax. Let go of those muscles. More and more. Further and further. Note how much more loose the various muscles have perhaps become in those parts of the body that we have successively tensed and relaxed. Your hands, forearms, upper arms, your shoulders, and the various facial muscles. And now we'll turn our attention to the neck. Press your head back against the surface on which it's resting. Press it back so that you can feel the tension, primarily in the back of the neck and in the upper back. Hold it. Study it. And now let go. Let your head rest comfortably now, and enjoy the contrast between the tension you created before and the greater relaxation you can feel now. Just keep letting go. Further and further. More and more. To the best of your ability. Do that once again. Head pressed back. Study the tension. Hold it. And now let go. Just relax. Let go. Further and further. Now I'd like you to bring your head forward and try to bury your chin into your chest. Feel the tension, especially in the front of your neck. And now relax. Let go. Further and further. Do that once again now. Chin buried in the chest. Hold it. And now relax. Just relax. Further and further. Now we can direct our attention to the muscles of the upper back. Arch your back. Arch it, sticking out your chest and stomach so that you can feel tension in your back, primarily in your upper back. Study that tension. And now relax. Let the body once again rest against the back of the chair or the bed and note the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Letting those muscles get more and more loose. Once again now, arch the back way up. Study the tensions. Hold it. And now, relax the back once again, letting go of all the tensions in these muscles. And now take a deep breath, filling your lungs, and hold it. Hold it, and study the tension all through your chest and down into your stomach area. Study that tension. And now relax, let go. Exhale, and continue breathing as you were. Note once again the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Let's do that once again. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. Study those tensions. Study them. Note the muscles tensing. Note the sensations. And now exhale and continue breathing as you were. Very comfortably breathing, letting those muscles of the chest and some of the stomach muscles relax, getting more and more relaxed each time you exhale. And now tighten up the muscles in your stomach. Tense those stomach muscles. Hold it. Make the stomach very hard. And now relax. Let those muscles become loose. Just let go and relax. Do that once again. Tighten those stomach muscles. Study the tension. And now relax. Let go. Further and further. More and more. Loosen the tensions. Get rid of the tensions. And note the contrast between tension and relaxation. I'd like you now to stretch both legs. Stretch them so that you can feel tension in the thighs. Stretch them way out. And now relax. Let them relax. And note the difference once again between tension in the thigh muscles and the relative relaxation you can feel now. Do that once again, locking your knees, stretch out both legs so that you can feel the muscles of your thighs getting very hard, very tense. And now relax. Relax those muscles. Let them get loose. Get rid of all tensions in the muscles of your thighs. Now tense both calf muscles by pointing your toes toward your head. If you point your toes upward towards the head, you can feel the pulling, the tension, the contraction in your calf muscles and in your shins as well. Study that tension. And now relax. Let the legs relax. And note once again the difference between tension and relaxation. Once again now, bend your feet back at the ankles, toes pointing toward your head, and study the tension. Hold it. Study it. And now let go. Relax those muscles further and further, more and more deeply relaxed. Just as you have been directing your muscles to tense, you've also been directing them to relax or to loosen. You've noted the difference between tension and muscular relaxation. You can notice whether there's any tension in your muscles, and if there is, you can try to concentrate on that part. Send messages to that muscle to loosen, to relax. If you think of loosening that muscle, you will in fact be able to do so, even if only a little. Now, as you sit there in the chair, I'm going to review the various muscle groups that we've covered. As I name each group, try to notice if there is any tension in those muscles. If there is any tension, concentrate on those muscles and send messages to them to relax, to loosen. Relax the muscles in your feet, ankles, and calves. Shins, knees, and thighs. Buttocks and hips. Loosen the muscles of your lower body. Relax your stomach, waist, lower back, upper back, chest, and shoulders. Relax your upper arms, forearms, and hands, right to the tips of your fingers. Let the muscles of your throat and neck loosen. Relax your jaw and facial muscles. Let all the muscles of your body become loose. Now sit quietly with your eyes closed. Do nothing more than that. Just sit quietly with your eyes closed for a few minutes. Now I'd like you to think of that 0 to 100 scale, where 0 is complete relaxation and 100 maximum tension. Consider approximately where you would place yourself on that scale. And remember the number so that you can jot it down after you have opened your eyes. Okay, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I reach the count of 1, open your eyes, stretch, be wide awake, and then switch off the tape recorder. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Eyes open, wide awake.